Welcome to the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. This podcast will be a sharing of part of my morning routine as I prepare for the day with the Word of God. We will be partaking of Puritan prayers from the Valley of Vision, each day's morning devotional from Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Morning and Evening, and we'll be reading from the Legacy Standard Bible, which is the newest and, I believe, the most accurate translation of the Word of God. We will be following a Bible reading calendar that provides for reading the whole Bible in a year that was created by Minister Robert Murray McShane for his congregation back in 1842, and that has been a part of my daily reading for over 6 years now. Good morning and welcome to the Sunday morning, June 4th episode of the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. I am Wayne Floyd, your host. The Faith Comes From Hearing podcast is a humble member of the Christian podcast community. You can find us at christianpodcastcommunity.org. As my buddy Gene Client says, guarantee you'll find something to listen to or double your money back. But anyways, a lot of great listening over there. Definitely worth your while. A lot of podcasts, something over 60 now, very carefully curated. And wide variety of topics. So like I said, you should easily be able to find something that you really want to listen to. Fact is, you may run out of time to listen to all the things you want to listen to. I know I have. All right. I also want to continue to point you at the final link in the show notes, the final two links in the show notes. The first one is the Vail Valley Baptist Church Give, Send, Go campaign. We are striving to rapidly pay off our church mortgage so that we can commence establishment of a Christian classic education-based school. That is to offer a trustworthy alternative within our community. Go ahead and click on the link. It'll give you a much better description than I just did, much more thorough. And then we would ask three things of you. We would ask you to pray for us. We'd ask you to prayerfully consider giving to us. And we would ask you to pass that link along so that others can do the same. The final link is for, and it's titled Transportation for Church Planters Jollies. Nathaniel Jolly and his wife are church planters up in Alaska. And, when they headed up there a couple years ago, they had gotten rid of all their automobiles and they bought an automobile up there. And it is now broke down. And this automobile is critical for them and for their church plant. And you got to realize Nathaniel, because it's a church plant, there is no salary for him. I mean, he's not drawing a salary to be able to cover this. So they're looking at needing approximately $8,000 to get this vehicle fixed. This is definitely less expensive than trying to buy something else, even used up there. So they've started this Give, Send, Go campaign. So I would, again, Nathaniel, great brother in Christ, and the work he's doing up there is so, so critical. So I would ask you to do the same thing as I do about Vail Valley. Please pray for them, prayerfully consider giving to them, and pass the link along so that others can. It's definitely a great need up there. And we should definitely support our brother in Christ. All right, well, we're going to do, with it being a Sunday, we're going to go ahead and do our regular reading, our Bible reading, and our devotional reading and stuff. So let's go ahead and get started. We're going to open up with the Lord's Day morning prayer. Let's go ahead and pray. O Maker and Upholder of all things, day and night are thine, they are also mine from thee. The night to rid me of the cares of the day, to refresh my weary body, to renew my natural strength. The day to summon me to new activities, to give me opportunity to glorify thee, to serve my generation, to acquire knowledge, holiness, eternal life. But one day above all days is made especially for thy honor and my improvement. The Sabbath reminds me of thy rest from creation, of the resurrection of my Savior, of his entering into repose. Thy house is mine, but I am unworthy to meet thee there, and am unfit for spiritual service. When I enter it, I come before thee as a sinner, condemned by conscience and thy word. For I am still in the body and in the wilderness, ignorant, weak, in danger, and in need of thine aid. But encouraged by thy all-sufficient grace, let me go to thy house with a lively hope of meeting thee, knowing that there thou wilt come to me and give me peace. My soul is drawn out to thee in longing desires, for thy presence in the sanctuary, at the table, where all are entertained on a feast of good things. Let me, before the broken elements, emblems of thy dying love, cry to thee with broken heart for grace and forgiveness. I long for that blissful communion of thy people, in thy eternal house, in the perfect kingdom. These are they that follow the Lamb. May I be of their company. Amen. All right, the morning devotion from Spurgeon's Morning and Evening for June 4th is Titus 3:4, the kindness and love of God our Savior. How sweet it is to behold the Savior communing with his own beloved people. There can be nothing more delightful than by the Divine Spirit to be led into this fertile field of delight. Let the mind for an instant consider the history of the Redeemer's love, and a thousand enchanting acts of affection will suggest themselves, all of which have had for their design the weaving of the heart into Christ, and the inner twisting of the thoughts and emotions of the renewed soul with the mind of Jesus. When we meditate upon this amazing love, and behold the all-glorious kinsman of the Church, endowing her with all his ancient wealth, our souls may well faint for joy. Who is he that can endure such a weight of love? That partial sense of it which the Holy Spirit is sometimes pleased to afford is more than the soul can contain. How transporting must be a complete view of it. When the soul shall have understanding to discern all the Savior's gifts, wisdom wherewith to estimate them, and time in which to meditate upon them, such as the world to come will afford us, we shall then commune with Jesus in a nearer manner than at present. But who can imagine the sweetness of such fellowship? It must be one of the things which have not entered into the heart of man, but which God hath prepared for them that love him. Oh, to burst open the door of our Joseph's granaries, and see the plenty which he hath stored up for us. This will overwhelm us with love. By faith we see, as in a glass darkly, the reflected image of his unbounded treasures. But when we shall actually see the heavenly things themselves, with our own eyes, how deep will be the stream of fellowship in which our soul shall bathe itself. Till then, our loudest sonnets shall be reserved for our loving benefactor, Jesus Christ our Lord, whose love to us is wonderful passing the love of women. All right. And our reading for today, we're going to be reading 2 Samuel 22 through 2 Samuel 23, verse 23. We're going to be reading Acts 2. We're reading Psalm 122 and Proverbs 16, verses 19 through 20. So, 2 Samuel 22. Hear the word of the Lord. And David spoke to Yahweh the words of this song in the day that Yahweh delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. He said, Yahweh is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge. My Savior, you save me from violence. I call upon Yahweh, who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. For the waves of death encompassed me, the torrents of vileness terrorized me, the cords of Sheol surrounded me, the snares of death confronted me. In my distress I called upon Yahweh, and I called to my God, and out of his temple he heard my voice, and my cry for help came into his ears. Then the earth shook and quaked. The foundations of heaven were trembling, and were shaken because he was angry. Smoke went up out of his nostrils, and fire from his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens and came down, with thick darkness under his feet. He rode on a cherub and flew, and he appeared upon the wings of the wind. And he made darkness canopies around him, a mass of waters, thick clouds of the skies. From the brightness before him, coals of fire were kindled. Yahweh thundered from heaven, and the Most High gave forth his voice. And he sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning, and threw them into confusion. Then the channels of the sea appeared. The foundations of the world were laid bare by the rebuke of Yahweh at the blast of the breath of his nostrils. He sent from on high. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were too mighty for me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but Yahweh was my support. He brought me forth also into a broad place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. Yahweh has rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he has recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of Yahweh and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me. And as for his statutes, I did not depart from them. I was also blameless toward him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. Therefore Yahweh has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness before his eyes. With the kind you show yourself kind, with the blameless you show yourself blameless, with the pure you show yourself pure, and with the crooked you show yourself astute. And you save an afflicted people, but your eyes are on the haughty whom you bring down. For you are my lamp, O Yahweh, and Yahweh illumines my darkness. For by you I can run upon a troop. By my God I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is blameless. The word of Yahweh is tried. He is a shield to all who take refuge in him. For who is God but Yahweh, and who is a rock but our God? God is my strong fortress, and he sets the blameless in his way. He makes my feet like hinds' feet, and sets me on my high places. He trains my hands for battle, so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have also given me the shield of your salvation, and your answer to me makes me great. You enlarge my steps under me, and my ankles have not given way. I pursued my enemies and destroyed them, and I did not turn back until they were consumed. And I have consumed them and crushed them, so that they did not rise, and they fell under my feet. For you have girded me with strength for battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. You have also made my enemies turn their backs to me, and I destroyed those who hated me. They looked, but there was none to save, even to Yahweh, but he did not answer them. Then I beat them fine as the dust of the earth. I pulverized and stamped them as the mire of the streets. You have also delivered me from the contentions of my people. You have kept me as head of the nations. A people whom I have not known serve me. Foreigners cower before me. As soon as they hear, they obey me. Foreigners fade away and come trembling out of their fortresses. Yahweh lives, and blessed be my rock. And let God, the rock of my salvation, be lifted high. The God who executes vengeance for me and brings down peoples under me. You also brings me out from my enemies. You even lift me above those who rise up against me. You rescue me from the violent man. Therefore I will give thanks to you, O Yahweh, among the nations, and I will sing praises to your name. He gives great salvation to his king, and shows loving kindness to his anointed, to David and his seed forever. 2 Samuel 23. Now these are the last words of David. David, the son of Jesse, declares, the man who was raised on high declares, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel. The Spirit of Yahweh spoke by me, and his word was on my tongue. The God of Israel said, the rock of Israel spoke to me. He who rules over men as a righteous one, who rules in the fear of God, is as the light of the morning when the sun rises, a morning without clouds, from brightness of the sun after rain, with the tender grass springing from the earth. Truly is not my house so with God? For he has made an everlasting covenant with me, ordered in all things and secured. For all my salvation and all my desire, will he not indeed make it grow? But the vile men, every one of them, will be thrust away like thorns, because they cannot be taken in hand. But the man who touches them must be armed with iron and the shaft of a spear, and they will be completely burned with fire when they sit. These are the names of the mighty men whom David had whom David had. Josheb, Bashebeth, a Techemanite, chief of the captains. He was called Adino the Esnite, because of 800 slain by him at one time. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the son of Ahohi, one of the three mighty men with David when they reproached the Philistines who were gathered together there to battle, and the men of Israel had gone up to retreat. He arose and struck the Philistines until his hand was weary and clung to the sword, and Yahweh brought about a great salvation that day, and the people returned after him only to strip the slain. Now after him was Shammah, the son of Agi, a Hararite, and the Philistines were gathered into a troop, where there was a portion of the field full of lentils, and the people fled from before the Philistines. But he took his stand in the midst of that portion and delivered it and struck down the Philistines. So Yahweh brought about a great salvation. Then three of the 30 chief men went down and came to David in the harvest time to the cave of Adullam, while the troop of the Philistines was camping in the valley of Rephaim. And David was then in the fortress, while the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. Then David had a craving and said, oh, that someone would give me water to drink from the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. So the three mighty men broke through the camp of the Philistines and drew water from the well of Bethlehem, which was by the gate, and carried it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he was not willing to drink it, but poured it out to Yahweh. And he said, be it far from me, O Yahweh, that I should do this. Shall I drink the blood of the men who went at the risk of their lives? Therefore he was not willing to drink it. These things the three mighty men did. Now Abishai, the brother of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was chief of the 30, and he swung his spear against 300 who were slain by him, and he had a name as well as the three. Of the 30 he was most honored, and became their commander. However, he did not attain to the three. Then Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, mighty in deeds, struck down the two sons of Ariel of Moab, He also went down and struck down a lion in the midst of a pit on a snowy day. He had also struck down an Egyptian, an impressive man. Now in the Egyptian's hand was a spear, but he went down to him with a club and snatched the spear from the Egyptian's hand and killed him with his own spear. These things Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, did, and had a name as well as the three mighty men. He was honored among the 30, but he did not attain to the three, and David appointed him over his guard. All right, Acts 2. And when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues like fire distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit was giving them utterance. Now there were Jews living in Jerusalem, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together, and were bewildered, because each one of them was hearing them speak in his own language. So they were astounded and marveling, saying, "Behold, are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we each hear them in our own language in which we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the district of Libya around Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them in our own tongues speaking of the mighty deeds of God." And they all continued in astonishment and great perplexity, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others, mocking, were saying, "They are full of new wine." But Peter, taking his stand with the 11, raised his voice and declared to them, "Men of Judea, and all you who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give heed to my words. For these men are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. And it shall be in the last days, God says, that I will pour out my spirit on all mankind, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male slaves and female slaves, I will in those days pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will put wonders in the sky above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. And it will be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Men of Israel, listen to these words. Jesus the Nazarene, a man attested to you by God with miracles and wonders and signs which God did through him in your midst, just as you yourself know, this man delivered over by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God, you nailed to a cross by the hands of lawless men and put him to death. But God raised him up again, putting an end to the agony of death, since it was impossible for him to be held in its power. For David says of him, 'I saw the Lord continually before me, because he is at my right hand, so that I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue exulted. Moreover, my flesh also will live in hope, because you will not forsake my soul to Hades, nor give your Holy One over to see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. Men, brothers, I may confidently say to you regarding the patriarch David that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. And so, because he was a prophet and knew that God had sworn to him with an oath to set one of the fruit of his body on his throne, he looked ahead and spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, that he was neither forsaken to Hades nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God raised up again, to which we are all witnesses. Therefore, having been exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this which you both see and hear. For David did not ascend into heaven, but he himself says, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies as a footstool for your feet.' Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." Now when they heard this, they were pierced to the heart, and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men, brothers, what should we do?" And Peter said to them, "Repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call to himself." And with many other words, he solemnly bore witness and kept on exhorting them, saying, "Be saved from this crooked generation." So then those who had received his word were baptized, and that day they were added about 3,000 souls. And they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to the prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were taking place through the apostles. And all those who had believed were together and had all things in common. And they began selling their property and possessions and were dividing them up with all, as anyone might have need. And daily devoting themselves with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart, praising God and having favor with all people. And the Lord was adding to their number daily those who were being saved. Psalm 122, A Song of Ascents of David. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of Yahweh. Our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem, which is built as a city joined altogether, to which the tribes of Yah, go up, a testimony for Israel, to give thanks to the name of Yahweh. For there thrones sit for judgment, and thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. May peace be within your walls, and tranquility within your palaces. For the sake of my brothers and my friends, I will now say, may peace be within you. For the sake of the house of Yahweh our God, I will seek your good." Finally, Proverbs 16, verses 19 and 20. It is better to be humble in spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. He who considers the word will find good, and how blessed is he who trusts in Yahweh. All right, well, let's go ahead and read our evening devotional. The text for it is from 1 Timothy 3:16. Received up into glory. We have seen our well-beloved Lord in the days of his flesh, humiliated and sore vexed, for he was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He whose brightness is as the morning wore the sackcloth of sorrow as his daily dress. Shame was his mantle and reproach was his vesture. Yet now, inasmuch as he has triumphed over all the powers of darkness upon the bloody tree, our faith beholds our king returning with dyed garments from Edom, robed in the splendor of victory. How glorious must he have been in the eyes of seraphs when a cloud received him out of mortal sight and he ascended up to heaven. Now he wears the glory which he had with God, or ever the earth was, and yet another glory above all, that which he has well earned in the fight against sin, death, and hell. As victor he wears the illustrious crown. Hark how the song swells high. It is a new and sweeter song. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain, for he hath redeemed us unto God by his blood. He wears the glory of an intercessor who can never fail, of a prince who can never be defeated, of a conqueror who has vanquished every foe, of a Lord who has the heart's allegiance of every subject. Jesus wears all the glory which the pomp of heaven can bestow upon him, which 10,000 times 10,000 angels can minister to him. You cannot with your utmost stretch of imagination conceive his exceeding greatness, yet there will be a further revelation of it when he shall descend from heaven in great power with all the holy angels. Then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. Oh, the splendor of that glory! It will ravish his people's hearts. Nor is this the close, for eternity shall sound his praise. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. Reader, if you would joy in Christ's glory hereafter, he must be glorious in your sight now. Is he so? All right, well, that is our podcast for the day. I hope you have a wonderful day. I would continue to implore you to do all that you do for the glory of God. If you've not already worshiped with the saints this weekend, definitely do so. Do so today. If your plans don't include that, change them. We need to be worshiping with the saints. And I hope to see you tomorrow as we'll pick back up in our Bible study. All right, let's go ahead and close out in prayer. We're going to close out with the Lord's Day evening prayer. Let's pray. Most holy God, may the close of an earthly Sabbath remind me that the last of them will one day end. Animate me with joy that in heaven praise will never cease, that adoration will continue forever, that no flesh will grow weary, no congregations disperse, no affections flag, no thoughts wander, no will droop, but all will be adoring love. Guard my mind from making ordinances my stay or trust, from hewing out broken cisterns, from resting on outward helps. Wing me through earthly forms to thy immediate presence. May my feeble prayers show me the emptiness and vanity of my sins. Deepen in me the conviction that my most fervent prayers and most lowly confessions need to be repented of. May my best services bring me nearer to the cross and prompt me to cry, "None but Jesus." By thy Spirit, give abiding life to the lessons of this day. May the seed sown take deep root and yield a full harvest. Let all who see me take knowledge that I have been with thee, that thou hast taught me my need as a sinner, hast revealed a finished salvation to me, hast enriched me with all spiritual blessings, hast chosen me to show forth Jesus to others, hast helped me to dispel the mists of unbelief. O great Creator, mighty Protector, gracious Preserver, thou dost load me with loving kindnesses, and hast made me thy purchased possession, and redeemed me from all guilt. I praise and bless thee for my Sabbath rest, my calm conscience, my peace of heart. Amen. All right, again, I hope you have a wonderful day, and I hope to see you tomorrow. Have a good one. God bless.